We meet here to confront another seemingly impossible task. We are here to save our planet from the silent, patient, and invisible enemy that is climate change. And just as there were doubters in the Maldives, so there are doubters in Copenhagen. There are those who tell us that solving climate change is impossible. There are those who tell us taking radical action is too difficult. There are those who tell us to give up hope. Well, I am here to tell you that we refuse to give up hope. I am here to tell you that we refuse to be quiet. We refuse to believe that a better world isn't possible. I have three words to say to the doubters and deniers. Three words with which to win this battle. Just three words is all what we need. You may already have heard them. That is 350. 350 and 350 saves the coral reefs. 350 keeps the Arctic frozen. 350 ensures that our country survives. 350 makes a better world possible. I am here to tell you that down the road in the center, the Maldives team is fighting to keep 350 in the negotiating text. I must tell you that they need all the help that they can get from you. Please keep supporting them. And the good news is that we are now part of a growing bloc of nations, all committed to keeping 350 as the central guiding goal of global survival plan. These nations need help and support too. I'm not a scientist, but I know that one of the laws of physics is that you cannot negotiate with the laws of physics. 350 is a law of atmospheric physics. You cannot cut a deal with Mother Nature, and we don't intend to try doing that. This is why, in March, the Maldives announced plans to become the first carbon neutral country in the world. We intend to become carbon neutral in 10 years. We will switch from oil to 100% renewable energy. And we will offset aviation pollution until a way can be found to decarbonize air transport too. For us, going carbon neutral is not just the right thing to do. We believe it is in our economic self-interest. Countries that have the foresight to green their economies today will be the winners of this century. These pioneering countries will free themselves from the unpredictable price of foreign oil, and they will enhance their moral standing, giving them greater political influence on the world stage. In the Maldives, we have relinquished our claim to high carbon growth. After all, it is not carbon that we want, but development. It is not coal we want, but electricity. It is not oil we want, but transport. Low-carbon technologies now exist to deliver all the goods and services we need. We believe that if the Maldives can become carbon neutral, richer, larger countries can follow. But if there is one thing I know about politicians, it's that they won't act until their electorates act first. This is where you come in. History shows us that the power of peaceful protest, from civil rights movement to Gandhi's Quit India campaign, nonviolent protest created change. Protest worked in struggle for democracy in the Maldives. And on 24th October, we saw how protest across the world put 350 firmly on Copenhagen agenda. My message to you is, continue the protest. continue after Copenhagen, continue despite the odds, and eventually together we will reach that crucial number 350. There are scientific bottom lines that we have to respect. We know what the laws of physics say, and I think you too. The most important number in the world, the most important number you will ever hear, the most important number you'll ever say, these three words, 350. 350. 350.
That was Mohamed Nasheed, President of the Republic of Maldives, speaking during the climate change talks in Copenhagen.